Well, with hundreds of film and TV adaptations, if you haven't read Dickens, chances are you've seen his works on the screen. Today marks 200 years since the great force of British literature was born. You know the classics, Great Expectations, Oliver Twist, A Christmas Carol, A Tale of Two Cities. Charles Dickens was famous then and now for his vivid, harrowing portrayals of 19th century poverty in Victorian England. Dickens travelled far and wide, giving so-called penny readings, where large and enthusiastic audiences would hear him read his works, the admission price being just a penny. In the last few weeks, the British Library has been holding its own readings to honour the author, as Susanna Polk reports from London.
To celebrate 200 years of the great English author, a year-long festival of events is kicking off across Great Britain. I'm currently at a penny readings, taking place at the British Library in London. It's a twist on a 19th century event, where speakers would read aloud to largely illiterate crowds. Today the crowds have come to hear contemporary authors read from some of Charles Dickens' best-loved works, including this one from A Christmas Carol.
Mrs. Cratchit entered, flushed but smiling proudly, with the pudding like a speckled cannonball, so hard and firm, blazing in half a quartern of ignited brandy. Bob Cratchit said that he regarded it as the greatest success achieved by Mrs. Cratchit since their marriage.
So what is it about Dickens that makes him so popular 200 years on?
I think the extracts we've just heard so far this afternoon really show you that they can work their magic even now, so many decades on from when he wrote them.
The comedy he offers now is as exactly relevant today as it was for the Victorian people who flocked to him then.
And it's not just the crowds that think so. Author of Captain Corelli's Mandolin, Louis de Bernier.
I think he's probably a bit like Shakespeare in that he's an inevitable influence that is you couldn't possibly avoid if you were writing in English at all. It's just there, you know, like nature.
His works have not only influenced English literature, but have trickled down into everyday British life. Lucinda Hawksley is an author, art historian, and is also the great-great-great-granddaughter of the man himself.
Dickens really managed to influence people, not just through his novels. I think today there's a belief that he was just a novelist. But what most people don't realise is that he was a journalist, and a very campaigning journalist. And he was passionate about causes. The very fact that his name has become an adjective, people use the word Dickensian all the time, shows what a huge impact he had. He also made characters that people could identify with, so you will hear their names being spoken in everyday life. It's not unusual to hear someone described as a Scrooge, for example. And all these kind of little things that Dickens put into his works that people still recognise today, even if they don't read Dickens, they recognise him from the TV, from the stage, from films. So he's just become such a kind of phenomenon, even in the 21st century.
From a literary phenomenon to a textbook classic, Dickens continues to be taught in schools across the country, as Dr. Leon Litvak, Dickensian scholar and reader of Victorian studies at Queen's University Belfast, explains.
Dickens is taught in secondary schools and also sometimes in primary schools, and popular novels, for example, would be Hard Times, Great Expectations, and Oliver Twist. So novels that deal with social issues, novels that deal with childhood as well. He appeals so much to the human character in order for us to understand that people haven't changed very much from the 19th century through to the 21st century. A lot of the problems that existed in Dickens's day still exist. So, for example, the problem of debt, the problem of child poverty, the problem of illiteracy. These things are still things that trouble our society. It's very significant. There are certain parts of these islands where almost 20% of children who come through primary school don't have the necessary literacy skills in order to progress.
That's something Jane Davis wants to tackle. She's the director of the Reader Organisation, a charity that aims to bring great literary classics like Dickens, to people who don't have the necessary literacy skills or confidence.
He's fantastic, but I think probably now we begin to need a bit of help with it. A lot of people who aren't confident readers might start, let's say, A Christmas Carol. And when you read that in the company of people who've never read a book before, it's quite hard. The language is difficult, the sentences are long, there are complicated grammatical clauses, the syntax ain't easy. Because Dickens is full of feeling and lived hard human experience, everybody, you know, when Marley's ghost appears wrapped in chains saying, "These are the chains I forged in life," lots of people know that feeling.
In order to find out a little bit more about Dickens during his day, I met up with Dr. Florane Schweitzer, director of the Charles Dickens Museum in central London.
Okay, we're in the hallway of 48 Doughty Street, which was Dickens's home from 1837 to 1839. The first proper home that he lived in with his young family. They had two daughters here. It was here that he wrote Oliver Twist. It was here that he wrote Nicholas Nickleby, which really rocketed him to fame.
In a quiet room away from the tourists, Dr. Schweitzer explained what made Dickens such a force during the Victorian era.
I think what's extraordinary about Dickens as a young man in his late 20s was the idea of social responsibility. So most of the stories, especially the early works, even though they are often funnier in a way than some of the later works, they're also more aggressive. So you see novels like Oliver Twist or Nicholas Nickleby really, really attacking the establishment.
And Dr. Leon Litvak has no doubt that Dickens will still be as popular and as relevant in the years to come.
If we get back into Dickens in terms of that spirit of fun, not the elderly Victorian gentleman who was trying to teach you and wagging his finger at you, that was never the way Dickens was. Dickens was always about youth, about humour, about fun, and about a sense of community. And if we keep that in mind, that's how we're going to remember Dickens best, and that's how he's going to live long into the future.
And that's Dr. Leon Litvak ending that report from Susanna Polk. And we're celebrating Dickens' 200th birthday all day on RN today. You can hear his biographer, Claire Tomalin, on Books and Arts with Michael Cathcart this morning. That's at 10. And Nothing Less Than Great Expectations is the book reading tonight at 11. So stay with the network all day for your fill of Dickens. It's 17 to 7.